الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روحي الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا رب بلغ بالمصطفى مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. As قاري يعقوب صاحب was appreciative and thankful for such a gathering, no doubt we make Allah shukr that He blessed us with such a gathering, which is a gathering of the Ashiqan, the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah let us reach there. Ameen. But whoever is on the way, by Allah they are counted that they are there. And if we carry on in our lives making whatever little we effort we can to reach by Allah Ta'ala, whenever we die and we did not reach there, at that point Allah puts us there. That we have reached there. So let may Allah keep us steadfast. Ameen. This gathering is such that which comes in the Hadith Sharif. Allah Ta'ala says, Hadith Qudsi, وَجَبَتْ مُحَبَّتِي لِلْمُتَحَابِينَ فِيهَا. That Allah says, my muhabbat has become compulsory for those people who love one another for my sake. And it must be for Allah's sake, and we love one another. MashaAllah, I hope all that we saw one another, we saw and we felt happy, and we felt a feeling in our heart, we all felt happy in this 2 days here. That's a sign that Allah says, now my muhabbat has become compulsory for those people. And then our Shaykh Ramad Barakatum explains that muhabbat is in the heart, and that is not enough. Show it also. So the next stage in the hadith, walil mutajalisina fiya. Those who sit with one, they bring their bodies also, they got muhabbat wherever they are in the world. And wherever you can be, the east, west, north, south of the world, Hazrat says, Ahli Muhabbat are one family. They can be bodily far away, but when it's possible like this, and Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala made it possible, we all got together here. So, walil mutajalisina fiya. And look, Allah's arhamur rahimeen. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala says, walil mutazawirina fiya. Those who make ziyarat, visit. And visit, we all know, I'm going to visit by somebody, doesn't mean I'm going to go and stay there. Your son-in-law comes and visits you, you're very happy, mashallah, he brought my daughter, he came. But if he decides to stay here, he's not talking of going. And then you have to make now some plans, now he must go. He mustn't stay here. So Allah is arhamur rahim. When you make even zikr, you make zikr little while, then Allah says, Qumu, now get up, go. You don't have to make whole day zikr. Go and see to your other work also. Right? Allah, in Jannah, those people who will have that great love of Allah Ta'ala, they won't want to leave Allah. They will just be staying by Allah. Allah Ta'ala will order the malaika to fasten them in chains of gold and take them to Jannah. They'll just want to be there by Allah all the time. Go enjoy. I made Jannah for you. All this enjoyment I did for you. Go and enjoy it also. So Allah doesn't want us all the time. Now go see to your other duties. You got your family, Shaykh also got his family. You got your needs, Shaykh also got his needs. How are you going to be with him all the time? You also go and see to your other needs and that. And the takmeel and completion of this, walil mutabadhilina fiyya. Those who spend money for one another also, for in this path. So hadaya also very, very important in this part. But hadaya also, that also should be done with aqal. Our Shaykh Dhamad Barakatum explains. Hazrat went to Bangladesh and they all wear lungis. Everyone came hadiya lungi. So Hazrat said, I had to open a factory of lungis. That when I'll go to Karachi back at the airport, they're going to put customs on me. You brought your goods to sell you. So many of one thing. So the best is that a person gives cash. Easy to carry, but some of us, we like, for example, in weddings, I don't know now, in those days, most of the presents used to be water jugs. It looks nice and big, cheap also, and it's a big present. So outwardly, you're giving something big, but it has got no real, eight water jugs, poor family. All that water and juice they need to drink down. So the best is that a person gives cash, that is the best. Once when Hazrat was here, and somebody invited Hazrat for some meals, Hazrat reprimanded me and told me, you didn't still teach them the adab of giving, making ikram of the Shaykh? When you want to, as Maulana Musa explained, you want to feed your Shaykh. The first and best thing is to give cash. And the second best is where the Shaykh is eating, go put your little food there also. And the third last is to call him by your house. Wherever he's stationed, let him be comfortable there. And you call him, one person calls him for tea, yeah? One person calls him for little ice cream there, another one calls him for something, all the time moving. No, bring it in one place. And the best is, what cash you can use it as you want to. That is the best. So these four things make takmeel of that muhabbat. And Allah declares his muhabbat for those people. So this is a very, very important aspect. And with such gatherings, alhamdulillah, Allah blesses us with this, with such a occasion. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala accept, inshallah. Also, as Maulana Musa Sahib say, that they ask for forgiveness for any shortcomings. We, on behalf of all the guests, we tell them Jazakallah. They went out of their way trying to make us as comfortable as possible. However, if anyone did find something of little inconvenience or something, it's not a complaint, but give it to us, even if you don't put your name, so it can be bettered the next time. If you saw in the intizam, anywhere, the sleeping, the food, anything, toilets you saw were not kept clean, then we can make the arrangement. We do try all the time, but if there is anything, not as a complaint, but just that we can improve it for the next time, the programs, anything, so that inshallah we all can benefit more. And if a person, and some people feel bad when you tell them this was not right. That should never be the case. If somebody tells us, it's to improve, to make us better. We shouldn't feel offended and feel bad about it. We started with Friday with the importance of Islah. Allah Ta'ala make it that I hope we could have got the message across to ourselves, to everyone, that how important our Islah is, and that niyat and that fikr of Islah. And that talab-e-sadiq, that truly I want my Islah. Islah then, on the next stage, what we tried to explain yesterday, is dependent 100% on sohbat. Allah has made this nizam. It is that you have to stay with those people who stayed. Who stayed until Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what ahlullah. It's something rubs off all the time, so stay in their company. So the sohbat is very, very important, and it's not a, what you say, one time off. Payment, one time? Once off payment. That once you came for Ramzan Chilla, once off payment. No, try and come every Ramzan, and try and spend 40 days. If you can't 40 days, then 39 and a half days. If not, then 39 days. If not, then 38 and three quarter days. In other words, as much as possible. Every Ramzan, every majlis try and attend. And if we have some necessity, this necessity does not mean dunya's necessity. Some dini other taqaza you got. When you couldn't attend, then well, you are excused. Dunya, you must push it back and front. Dunya is not an excuse. Dunya is secondary. It's not the important thing. So if it's a dunya's excuse, it's not accepted as an excuse. Unless it's something really drastic. Otherwise, dunya's excuse is not. If it's some dini adat taqaza, you are imam and you just could not find, you made your utmost effort, you couldn't find another, some dini taqaza, then. Otherwise, attend every majlis. Inshallah, see how we. And the other thing is, one is ikhlas, sincerity. And one is istikhlas. Istikhlas, solely dedicated for that. We come here, I tell our satis who come from far, no problem, do your shopping, your business also, visit your family also. That is ikhlas. And you come with it. But istikhlas, you got nothing else in your mind. See what you will get on istikhlas. You have got nothing else in your mind. I'm just going for the majlis, and from the majlis, I'm coming back. This brother Atiqur Rahman in the Khanqa in Karachi, many times he told me, you got nisbate Kurdi. Shah Khalid Kurdi Rahmatullah Ali, when he stayed in his Sheikh's khidmat in Delhi, then Shah Abdul Aziz, Allahu Akbar, Rahmatullah, what a great alim. He came and meet him. He told him, I can't meet you, I'm spending my chilla. So he says, when you come here, you don't go anywhere. You just stay here. Karachi, we got also taqaza to go by other people, family, ulama, who make lot of muhabbat. One great sarmaya capital, which Allah in His kindness has blessed me, and I can't make enough shukr to Allah Ta'ala, is the nazar of our buzurgs, the nazar of kindness on me. And that is what my sarmaya is for akhirah. So in Karachi also there are many people, mashallah, who show lot of love, and my taqaza also is to go to them. But when I go by my sheikh, I don't go anywhere. So that dedication will take us very far. That we come here, it's permissible. Ikhlas. No, ikhlas is very high. That you do some, you visit family, you have got some business to do. But one is, and those who are near, they must only do istikhlas. They must come dedicated only for the majlis. Some people, mashallah, Bhai Saleh comes right from Komatipur, brothers come from Stanger, from Durban, from all around, Cape Town brothers come. They have some other taqaza also. No problem. But the highest is that you only do it only for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala accept. Amen. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, from this ayat, Hadrat Swan Bayan, that when a person dies, there are three registers open for him. One is the register of the kuffar, inshallah. Allah in His rahmat will save us from that. That register won't be for us, inshallah. Allah in His kindness and His mercy. Then there are two more registers. One is the one of the people of Iman. They will go in that. Then the third, the highest register, is the awliya. Or, in other words, the muttaqeen. Allah says that you have got iman, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. Now, acquire taqwa. And when you acquire taqwa, then and for that, be with the sadiqeen. Ulaika alladhina sadaqu, wa ulaika humul muttaqoon. So these people of taqwa, they are the true, they are the sadiqeen, and they are the awliya. Then that is the highest. A person, so we won't discuss the first book, inshallah, Allah will save us. For us, it's left two books now, two registers. We can go as ordinary believers. We will get Jannah. But in our life also, we're going to get ups and downs. These are those people, the other group, so we can understand this group. Alladhina amanu walam yalbisu imanuhum bizulmin. They got iman and they didn't mix it with guna. They've left it. When you got taqwa, you'll have a clear life. And with taqwa, Allah Akbar, Hazrat explains, doesn't mean you won't commit guna. You're still a human being. You will make mistakes also. But just like a person who stays, he stays with wudu all the time. But he has to go toilet, he's a human being. His wudu is going to break. He's going to sleep, he has to sleep, he's a human being. But when his wudu breaks, he makes wudu again. And he's called and he gets the fazilat of a person who's all the time with wuzu, though his wuzu does break. Muttaqi, his taqwa will break. He's a human being. It is going to break, but it broke, make tawbah istighfar immediately after that again. And then you are regarded, innal mustaghfirin, the people who make istighfar, nuzzilu, they will be brought in the stages, manzilatul muttaqin. They won't be regarded as gunegar. They will be in the position of muttaqin. muttaqin, those who make istighfar. So taqwa all the time. So there is, so the poor people in this world, they will, who are in the first group with iman only, they did not acquire taqwa. So they will, gunas they will make, and they don't make tawbah, they carry on. So your gunas, and in return, as Maulana Mansur al-Haqsab, the Ahmed Barakatum explained, Allah Ta'ala's punishments also come accordingly. So they will have ups and downs in life. Life won't go smooth. It will be always a fightier, upset. And the worst of all this, you're fighting with somebody, whether it's your wife, whether it's your children, your workers, your customers, with anyone. The worst affected is you yourself. You got no chain within you. And your peace of mind is lost. And why he did this? Why they doing this? Why they not doing that? All the time it's bothering you. And your mind, one, it's like that perplexed. The other, it's not free for deen to think of Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali was walking from the Khanqah to his house, and Allah's fazl, it's about the same distance from here to my house also. In Thanabaw and Hazrat's house from the Khanqah was about the same distance also. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was walking with, Hazrat took out a pen and paper and wrote something. Then he asked Mufti Shafi Sahib, what did I do? He said, what I saw, you took out a pen. He says, I had it in my mind. I transferred it from my mind on paper. Now my mind is free. Now he can come in whenever he wants. When your mind is occupied in other things, how are you going to think of Allah Ta'ala? If your mind is with this fights and that, and this guna that we make causes people to be disobeyed. Your actions are your rulers. When we make gunas, now Allah uses your wife to fight against you. Allah uses your workers to fight. That person not delivering goods on time. This person's workmanship is terrible. It was all our actions. Allah uses these people. We're going to have a tough life. At the time of mort, it will be very tough. Sakarat that a person has to go to. In the qabr, a person will have. He'll go to Jannah finally. Qiyamah's day, 50,000 years long day. What parishani that person will have to go through all this. Finally, going over Jannah, he will be wobbling, he will be falling. Somehow he'll manage, he'll go to Jannah. Okay, so that is one. And the other way, if we acquire this taqwa, if we make our islah, and which is dependent on sohbat, and we make our islah, that person in this world, ulaika lahumul amn wahum muhtadun. These people have got aman, who are guided. They have got peace in this world. Little outward parishani will come, but it won't be on their heart at all. They also, perhaps somebody passes away, some accident takes place, but it won't be on their heart. Their heart will be at ease. And other people, a small thing, it will be a storm in a teacup. It's a small little thing, oh, it blows out of proportion. Our mind is occupied, heart is, our language is not under control. The vulgar languages that we use, I usually say there was a dictionary for swear words, which fortunately I hope there isn't. But if there was, the people when they're in this state, our friends, and what they speak at that time, that dictionary won't have those words also. Eh? So they will be saved of this peace of mind, and they will go through. At the time of mort, wallah, Allahu Akbar, they will have a wonderful journey. They won't fear mort also. Today, our people, Muslim people, how much of money we are saving. A person is 70, 80 years. This operation and the private clinics especially are out to finish your last set. They know this person now is going, put him on that life support, that ventilator. And for one night, how much are they charging? And 5 days pass, finished all his money. Now they take out the ventilator, now he's passed away. Okay? But if you got love of death, you look forward. Hey, you won't want to die, you look forward. I didn't tell our friends, we were in Port Shepstone by Manara Hafiz Ayub Kadwa's place. I was resting in the afternoon. I got a dream there. A dream I got that on my left calf at the back, a big sore there was. And blood was oozing out. And like raw meat also coming out. So I was alone there. So I phoned for Yusuf. On the phone, I told Yusuf, I've got some problem. Come and see. All came there. They phoned the doctor, which is our normal procedure. Doctor's normal procedure, take him hospital. But the blood was coming out quite, so they covered it up. So they brought me out. So I told them, instead of the hospital, take me to the masjid. if it's possible, the masjid mustn't become napak, because a lot of blood was coming out. Then I told him, no, leave it. Allah is calling me. And I'm so happy to go. And I'm very happy to go to Allah Ta'ala. This is what I'm waiting for. So this is a dream. A dream is a dream. Allah make it a reality for all of us, inshallah. So that condition that comes on to us, that a person who is eager, mort is such a thing, that a mortal jasrun yusalul habib ilal habib. Mort is that wasila, is that means where the lover meets his beloved. Hey, if you're going to go and meet your beloved, you're frightened. Oh no, I can't go. Hey, how eagerly you go. So when mort is there, a mort is tuhfa of a mu'min, is a gift for a mu'min. It's not something that is frightened. Allahu Akbar, the Sahaba, now the Taliban, they've told America, you are fighting a people to whom death is more dearer than life. As you love your woman, you're whining and they're dancing, we love mort more than that. And they look forward to it. So this is what a person, that love a person has. And then Allahu Akbar, in the qabr what he gets. And one great thing which our Shaykh Ahmad Barakatum illustrated, when a person goes, first will be said, Fadkhuli fi ibadi, before Jannat. And ibadi, my special servants, go and meet all the awliya. Allahu Akbar, here we're meeting our few friends here. They will meet the awliya. Allah, your Shaykh will be there. Allah, Mu'ala Thanwi Rahmah, Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Mu'alana, Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Ali, Mu'ala Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah, Hassan, but you're going to meet them first. First, go enter in them. Go in them. Allahu Akbar. What will you? And after that, secondary, what khuli jannati? Now go and enjoy the jannat also. I made it for you. Go and enjoy it also. So what will be their life? So this is, if we go through this process, that is what is required. Not just, we very easily get very quickly involved in khush fahmi. We go up in a cloud, in a dream. Just because we heard all these things, I'm also like that. We haven't gone through the process, but I'm also like this. No, we have to go through the process. Then when we go there, Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala will say that you enter Jannat. هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ تِجَارَةٍ تُنْجِيكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَتُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. You are human beings that we have. وَيُدْخِلْكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ. And we're going to enter you into gardens. تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. Beneath which rivers will be flowing. فِي أَنْهَارٌ مِنْ لَبَنٍ وَانْهَارٌ مِّنْ أَسَلٍ وَانْهَارٌ مِّنْ خَمْرٍ لَذَّةٍ لِلشَّارِبِينَ. What rivers there will be. فِيهَا عَيْنَانِ تَجْرِيَانِ. Rivers will be flowing there. فِيهَا عَيْنَانِ نَضَّاخَتَانِ. What jewish that rivers will be flowing. فِيهِمَا مِّنْ كُلِّ فَاكِهَةٍ زَوْجَانِ. What fruit there will be. You will enter into this. And then وَمَسَاكِنَ طَيِّبَةً. And beautiful. Allah says beautiful houses. And that Jannat, if I want to build my dream house, then I get a master architect, master engineer, the best, everything of the best. I'll go to Italy for tiles. I'll go to somewhere else for sanitary ware. I'll go to somewhere else for electrical ware. I want the best in the world. But this year, Allah didn't give the contract. Allah says, نَجْعَلُهَا. We have made these beautiful palaces. Those palaces will be built with one brick of gold and one brick of silver. We are so amazed and overtaken by this dunya. Our bricks, they were first mud bricks. Now ash bricks. Now block bricks, hollow bricks. They're just outside some tile and we make ourselves happy. But inside, it is all hollow. You can see big, big buildings in the world anywhere. As they are going up, all hollow bricks are going up. And with that, yeah, one brick, and not gold and silver of this dunya, the gold and silver of Jannat. And we cannot imagine the fruit or any ni'mat of Jannat. We can't imagine it. This in this dunya is just like window shopping, Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah. When you go window shopping, you don't touch the thing, you just see it from the window, how it looks. So Allah put the ni'mats, this dunya's ni'mats, the fruit is just like window shop. You just get an idea what that fruit will be. You can't ever imagine, la khatra ala bashar, what that fruit will be. So all this, so that gold and silver, the mortar, the dagger in between, sweet smelling musk. sweet smelling. Yeah, the dagger, you sometimes go check. Then you wash your hands how many times? Then you put cream on your hands. And then only you feel a bit nice. That sweet smelling. The floor of Jannat, the ground of Jannat, will be zafran, will be pearls, diamonds. Then those beautiful double-story buildings, the windows and doors will be open from all sides. Husband and wife will be sitting on rocking chairs opposite one another. And those chairs will be studded, those thrones, with pearls, diamonds, rubies, emeralds, not of this dunya. This is to give us some idea. This is like 100% fake, false. Dunya, Allah Ta'ala said, mataul ghurur, the whole of dunya. Everything of dunya is just false, it's fake. It's nothing that will be genuine. And yeah, even if you get this false and fake, everyone, a kafir also has got 100% yaqeen. On this he's got yaqeen. It's temporary. I'm going to leave it. And there everyone will have 100% yaqeen. It's forever. Allah is going to khalideena fiha. Going to enjoy it forever and ever. So all those namats you'll have, they will be talking of sweet times with one another. Never will they get tired. Here we go, we have a break 10 days a week. We go to a resort. Now we are tired of the resort. Eh? The husband, until he doesn't hear the tells clinging again, his head is doesn't work. I have to hear the tells. There he went for peace, that I mustn't hear any sound. Now the ringing of the till brings peace to him again. The woman folk, until they don't start with the onions and potato peeling and cutting themselves little here and there, till they don't get back in the kitchen, they don't enjoy. There, la yabghuna anha hiwala. You'll never even desire to come out from there. You'll live there forever and ever, and you'll get all that enjoyments. Allahu Akbar. There in Jannat, there will be water spots also. Don't worry about the water spots of this dunya, which we are so overtaken. There will be water spots. You'll go into that boats, and on the fish will come out. Assalamu alaikum ya ahlul jannah. Yeah, if people of dunya don't make you salam, you get there. Yeah, a fish will come and make, and the fish will say, "Please eat me." The one fish will come and offer itself. You don't have to go to a restaurant and look at the menu and what you want to choose. The fish will say, "I will come roasted. I will come fried. I will come cooked in this way with that little tomato masala and that. I will come as you want." One fish will come and say, "One side I'll be roasted, one side I'll be fried." It'll say, "Yes, you I'll have." As when you eat it, Jannat, it's beyond our comprehension. When you finish eat, that fish will be made again. And it will make salam to you, jump overboard and swim away again. What are we worried of this dunya? What Allah Ta'ala is going to give them? Allahu Akbar. When the man of Jannat will enter and they'll see the hur, without any exaggeration, 40 years, without a blink of the eye, they'll just be gaping at her. But how beautiful! She's made of zafran, she's made of musk, not of water and sand of this dunya. She'll be made of zafran and musk and all the beautiful material of Jannat. Don't lose that for this useless, filthy dirt and hardly temporary, not enjoyment, in your humiliation and your disgrace. Don't lose that for this year. So she will, 40 years you will embrace her. Allahu Akbar. She will be such that if she has to spit one drop of her saliva in the world, the seven oceans of the world will become sweeter than honey. If she has to just bring her little purwa, her little finger in this dunya, the sun and moon will get shy. What is our light? At this moment, what's the light of the sun? But just her little finger and her dupatta, orni, her big scarf, if she just have to wave a bit in this dunya, the whole world will get covered with musk. Wow. Allahu Akbar. When the man will see them, dead people will become alive if she has to come in this dunya. Living people, their hearts will burst and pray that what she is. And then after you have gaped at her for 40 years, now you will embrace her for 70 years. Wow. One embrace for 70 years. Don't waste our time in this filth and dirt. Allah Ta'ala says, وَزَوَّجْنَاهُمْ لِحُورٍ عِينٍ. We have made the nikah with Hure Eid. Your father, your parents made your nikah with a top girl, a very good girl, and you're going to make your face black and dirty somewhere else. Allah says that we have married them to Hure Eid. And are you looking at the naked and filth and dirty on the streets? Your wives are 100% mustasna. And also the wives of this dunya, they're going to be even more beautiful than all these Hurul Ain. In Muslim Sharif there is a lengthy riwayat where a person will go and he'll see this beautiful damsels, the Hurul Ain of Jannah. He'll be so amazed. They'll say, what are you looking at us? We are nothing. Like for example, we are hardly on the floor. We nowhere. Go and see those. He'll go from step to step until finally he'll find the Hurul Ain Hawra, who will be so beautiful. Allahu Akbar. And she will be sitting and waiting for him there. And the woman of this world will be even more beautiful than them. And it's man's nature, when you get greater beauty, you don't look at inferior. You just look at the more beautiful. And the woman of the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahabiyat, they made a delegation and they came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so to say, not their language, our language, the language of a wise or the lecturer, Hazrat Umm Salma radiallahu ta'ala anha was the spokeswoman. She said that in our language, that our men in this world, they look at the filth and dirt of the street, they don't look at us, their wives. Jannat, when they're going to get Hurul Ain, who's going to look at us? What's going to happen to us? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, did you ever think that a woman can ask such an intelligent question? Then he said, oh Umm Salma, go and tell the woman of the world, that the woman of this dunya, that is, they make the iman, they make the tazkiyah, they make the islah, etc. They will be the queens of the Hurul Ain. So those Hurul Ain, undoubtedly, we cannot comprehend their beauty. But the woman of this dunya, who we made effort and they became righteous, and they came not as first register, they went in the second register. Allahu Akbar. And you will be the queen of those women there. The ones of the first register, the middle register of Iman, they will also reach there, but they won't reach these places. Allah Ta'ala, they will, يَتَجَلَّى لِأَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ عَامَّةً. Allah will make His tajalli for the people of Jannah. وَلِلْ أَبِي بَكَرْ خَاسَّةً. And there will be that special tajalli for Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu, he is Siddiq. And we become Siddiq also. We can become Siddiq till today. Wherever we can reach, Allahu Akbar, Allah Ta'ala's manifestation will be that special. And these will be those people who won't want to leave Allah. And they won't forget, they won't think that about Jannah, or it's nothing, we'll go afterward. They'll totally forget Jannah when they'll see the creator of Jannah. The beauty of Jannah, when they'll see the creator of their beauty. The sweetness of Jannah, when they'll see the sweetness of Allah, they'll forget the Jannah. Allah will have to order Malaika, who will fasten them in chains of gold, take them, go. And what Jannah? Not the general Jannah, Jannatul Firdaus. And in Jannatul Firdaus, Hadiratul Quds. Allahu Akbar, what a position they were. And we got the opportunity now. It's up to us now. We can go and make our buildings, and we can worry about our cars and gardens, or we can go and get involved in filth and dirt, and fighting with people, accusations, tuhmat, backbiting. We can do all these things, or we take the time to purify ourselves. It's a little while. It's not a long while. Make sabr for a little. Make thori din ke khoon arzu se khuda mil jaye hai. And that will come there. You will get Huda now. Your Jannah will be here just for a few days. There's about 40 days. Spend it regularly. Spend your time. Make this. You're coming to us. See what Allah Ta'ala will give us there. How beautiful Jannah. The fruit of Jannah. Yeah, we eat one guava. Very sweet. Ah, mashallah. When we take the next bite, we see a worm is walking there. Now we worried how many worms I ate already. Allahu Akbar. In Jannah you'll eat the fruit of Jannah, and every second bite will be a different taste, a better taste. Not like here, for example, the plum, some fruits you enjoy, but when you eat the peel, then that bitterness come. Or when you reach the pit, that bitterness come. You eating an apple, you enjoying it. Little it was gone off, you didn't know that, right in the middle somewhere. And when you get that little bit taste, it's a bitter taste. Jannah, the more you eat, a better and a different taste every time. Yeah, you won't have to go shopping for the fruits of Jannah. You won't even have to have them peeled in Jannah. Yeah, you have to then peel them again and all that. There the fruit will come down to you. And you'll eat. That fruit you'll eat, you'll enjoy it so much, and a Hurul Ain will come out from there. And those Hurul'een will be like the maids, the workers in Jannah. When you got your wife, you won't even look at them. Though they will be so beautiful, it's just for your pleasure and your enjoyment. But when you have got your wife who's even more beautiful, Allahu Akbar, the fruit of Jannah, a person will eat the kawabs and the wonderful enjoyment that Allah Ta'ala will present there. And as you eat, you'll never lack. Last night, mashallah, the food was very tasty. Felt like eating more. But then again, bayan also we have to make. So you can't. Jannat, no problem. You eat as much as you want to. And in one belch, all that food becomes digested. With sweet smelling perspiration, one place where it was the what you call millionaire's lane, the elite one, we went to Marlboro. Our friend Shahin told, this is biryani, the biryani of Marlboro. The elite, the top people, whether it's Houghton or Senton or whatever else. So there, if there are people walking past and they urinate here, they do their number two there, how can these people tolerate it? They tell the municipality, block this. They say, no, public road, we can't block it. Make public toilets, yes, that's a good idea. So where are we going to make it? This place we decide. This man complains, in front of my house, public toilets. Impossible, I'll never allow it. Man, my property is value going to drop. Okay, we'll make it there. That man complains. Public toilets in front. Jannat, no public toilets. No toilets in Jannat. You're not going to toilets there. As you eat, the fruit will get digested in the form of sweet smelling perspiration. And hur lam yatmithunna insun qablahum wala jan. A person that is worried, perhaps the first night, after a few nights, I ask you, didn't you ever perhaps get involved? You didn't have another lover or any. When you were in school, you were in high school, college, Jannat, no worry whatsoever. Allahu Akbar. The woman of Jannat will wear the garments, 70 garments, like a see-through. And they will be so fine that they can go through one ring, the ring on a finger. 70 garments can go through there. Such fine garments they will wear. Yeah. Allahu Akbar. And you will see the marrow in their bones. You will be able to see. Allahu Akbar. And perhaps the biggest thing of tasalli and comfort for us, that in her heart you will see only your love is written. You won't have to ask her a million times, you only love me. You don't love anybody else. You haven't got contact with anyone else. Nothing happened in your life or something. This time, you know, it was so. Perhaps you just got letter. Nothing like that. You'll see for yourself with your eyes, you will see your muhabbat in her. That is Jannat. That is what we have to strive for. What are we wasting our time for in this dunya? That the woman of Jannat, nothing, this, what's not, comes out of the nose, whatever it is. No toilet, no haze, monthlies, nothing like that, all the time. And they will declare, Allahu Akbar, nahnu radiyat. We are permanently happy. They don't become ever angry. Yeah, your wife is nice, but you just said one thing, you don't know what meaning she took, and she's off on a tangent. And no matter what you try now, nothing is helping. 3 days notice. Nothing doing, no cooking in the house, no nothing in the house. There, nothing whatsoever. They will be forever happy with you and what you'll enjoy. So that is the Jannat which Allah has promised us. How can we forget that? How can we get involved? Just make our tazkiyah. And for tazkiyah, do our sohbat, cleanse ourselves, and wallah, see forever and ever what enjoyment. Khaja Azizul Hasan Sahib Majzoob Rahmatullah Ali says that look for dunya ke hai kai din ke. The outward false, temporary false enjoyment of this dunya is for how long after all? Khona jannat ke maze unke liye. Don't trade in your jannat for the pleasures of this dunya. Don't give away. Don't get involved in haram, in evil. Don't get involved in dunya and forget to make your tazkiyah and to prepare for akhirat. My job in this world, which is a mindset I have to earn for my family. It's not a mindset I have to earn my jannat. Your family is secondary. Yourself is secondary. That's not your first faraz. Your first faraz, this dunya what we earn, farzum ba'dal faraiz. First, their main faraz is that we get our akhirat. Get that in order. This is all secondary. Primary is to prepare for our jannat. So that is what we have to strive for. So a person who keeps that in mind and prepares for that eternal life. And those hurul een, Allahu Akbar, uruban atraba. Inna ansha'nahunna insha'an. Allahu Akbar. Look at the tafsir of this ayat. Inna ansha'nahunna insha'an. Humne unko ubhara acche ubhar par. Their figures, their body which we have made. We can't go too much now, otherwise youngsters will need bathrooms just now. Eh? That there, how Allah has made their bodies, the contours and the mountains and the hills and what Allah. Inna ansha'nahunna ansha'a. Faj'alnahunna abkara. And then we made them bakira, virgins. Permanently they will be virgins. Yeah, man, hey, the old daddy. The grandfather daddy also was looking for a virgin. There she will be forever a virgin for you. Whenever you will sleep with her, after that again she's a virgin. Allahu Akbar. فَجْعَلْنَاهُنَّ أَبْكَارًا أُرُبًا. And the art of love making. Nobody knows art of love making as the Hurul Ain know the art of love making. أُرُبًا أَتْرَابًا هَمْ عُمَرْكِ. Comes from turab, like small children play with sand together, and small boys and girls play, they have one age. Both are 5 years, 4 years, they are of one age. So the woman of Jannat also, so mentally also, they will be adjusted with you fully. You won't have to think that she's a bit now, mentally she's inferior, and she doesn't understand what I'm trying to tell her. No, they will be all of one age, and they will understand. And this woman of Jannat, Allahu Akbar, how Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has made them. All the palaces of Jannat. And after this, all the greatest ni'mat of Jannat, the day which will be Friday, there are no days in Jannat. But in measurement, they will meet Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala will maybe making tilawat of Quran Sharif. Yeah, in this world, mashallah, what wonderful qaris we have. Yeah, in our countries, mashallah, how beautiful. Sheikh Abdul Basit Abdul Samad is a legend in the Ummat. Oh, his recitation. When he went to Russia and read in the parliament, those atheists who didn't understand, tears of rivers were flowing from their eyes. Quran, when Allah Ta'ala himself will be reciting. What that vapor will form and it will evaporate and become clouds. That cloud will rain down on those people of Jannah. When they'll go back to their wives, they'll go to their palace, this is my palace. And the wife, when she'll open, you're not my husband. No, I am your husband, proper identification. I'm your husband. But when you went from here, you are not so handsome. Eh? No, how can't I be so handsome when I met Allah Ta'ala? Eh? And Allah Ta'ala made tilawat of Quran. And man will go and make ziyarat of Allah Ta'ala. Allah will go and make ziyarat of the woman in the palaces. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, Allah will ask the man of Jannah, you alright? You okay? You happy what I gave you? Eh? Like we ask anything. Allah will make jokes with the people of Jannah. Allahu Akbar. Yeah, some person of stature, he makes a little joke, he asks you, you feel so happy, so nice. How many times we get reports? Sometimes we speak to somebody, the wife phones the family, oh, my husband was so happy. That just that little attention, he was so happy. Allah is going to give you attention. Allahu Akbar. And then he will tell the wife, when she now he sees her properly, oh, but you not my wife, there's somebody else. She says, well, I am your wife. But you weren't so beautiful when I left you. He said, no, when the wind of Jannat Muthira, when it blows, you don't need what sun cream, when you go in the sun on the beach, what all? Suntan and all this protection. That wind is going to make them more beautiful all the time. As the ages grow, they're going to get more and more beautiful. And Allahu Akbar. The woman of Jannat, the man, you're going to be always, يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ, the man of Jannat will end, أَبْنَاءِ ثَلَاثِينَ أَوْ ثَلَاثُ وَثَلَاثِينَ, the age of 30 or 33. And that the age of becoming baligh in Jannat. And at that time, when a person is baligh, when a boy in this world becomes baligh, about 15, that's the height of his beauty. Before his beard comes out. It's the height of his beauty and the height of his physical strength. Man of Jannat will remain forever like that. The beauty will increase all the time. There you don't have to worry of what? Viagra. Or anything else. Or you don't need anything there in Jannat. Forever and ever. And your wife is every time a virgin there. Allah. And no other job. You don't have to go to the shop to job. Wife doesn't have to go to the kitchen to make chicken for you. She's there for you all the time. You there with her all the time. What Jannat Allah has made for us. For this little bit effort. And it's not much. And so easy Allah made it. Allah made it Jannat in this world. Just be in the company of the Salihin. your tazkiyah will take place. And when you that is done, in this world you're going to get your jannat. Maana ke meer ke gulshan e jannat door hai. We accept that the gardens of jannat physically are far. Lekin arif hai, a person who has recognized Allah. Lekin arif hai, jo khaliq e jannat ko dil mein liye hue hai. Now he's got Allah and he's got Allah in his heart. So this little bit of effort, how can't we make it? How can we be so stupid to the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who have been given Quran Sharif and who have been given Hadith Sharif? Allahu Akbar. How can they ever not look at that and fall prey to the filth and dirt of this dunya? And as Maulana Musa explained, keep our eyes pure. More than that, keep the heart also pure. Don't bring this filthy thoughts. Don't look down upon anyone. Don't harbor ill feelings against anyone. Keep your heart clean. Don't, when you go to sleep and you are plagued with this thoughts in your namaz, in Ramzan with this filthy thoughts, make little effort. Thori deen ki qurbani hai. It's just a sacrifice of a few days and see what Allah Ta'ala will grant us. So it is very clear, we make our tazkiyah, and tazkiyah is dependent on sohbat. Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi took qasam and said, anyone who has some idea of who Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah, he says that ikhlas, sincerity will never come in a person without sohbat of salihin. Till we don't have the sohbat, ikhlas won't come. Your whole life you'll be making ibadat. You'll be doing everything. But if it's without ikhlas, if that ibadat brings takabbur in you, pride in you, all these things are sources of total destruction. Total destruction. If you make your tazkiyah, Allah, whatever ibadat, now ikhlas has come, all that ibadat is maqbool by Allah Ta'ala. And the fruit of it in this dunya already comes. Allah gives the commission in this dunya. Dunya is too small for the pay. But Allah gives the commission in this dunya, the pay we will get in akhirat. So Allah Ta'ala, فَجَعَلْنَاهُنَّ أَبْكَارًا قُرَبًا أَتْرَابًا. And also that لَمْ يَتْمِثْهُنَّ إِنْسٌ قَبْلَهُمْ وَلَا جَانٌ. No man, no jinn has ever touched those human also. You don't have to worry at all. 100% they are poor. Biggest worry of man, that is my wife sincere? Is she loyal? Is she only for... You'll have no worry of that in Jannah. And you're going to enjoy. And this very wife of yours of this dunya, Allahu Akbar, she, Allah Ta'ala, will make her the queen of all those. Hadrat Umm Salma radiallahu ta'ala anha asked, oh Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَبِمَا يَا رَسُولُ. How can our woman, we who are made of sand and water of this dunya, mitti or ghari dunya ke, we going to be better of the hurul in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, بِنُورِ تِلَاوَتِهِن. The nur of the tilawat of ghurs don't make tilawat of qunachari. وَبِنُورِ صَبْرِهِن. The sabr the woman make. The woman has got every day a different vibe. Today he wants a tea at the beginning of the meal, today he wants it at the end. Today he wants 2 teaspoons sugar, tomorrow 1, and he's fighting with her all the time. I tell you, put 2 teaspoons, tomorrow she put 2, you say, making it honey or what? Put 1 teaspoon, what's wrong with you? Hey, now it's too hot, now it's too cold. She makes sabah. She brings up her children, she bears a child, she gives a child birth, and then she weans that child. Hey, Allahu Akbar, where the hoors of Jannat? All this we don't, this is the real beauty of the woman of Jannat. The powder and cream and lipstick and blush and all that, it's not this filth and dirt of this dunya which is made with cruelty to animals and which is made with filth and dirt. That's not beauty. Beauty is tilawat of Quran Sharif. Making sabr with the husband, carrying on her life. Woman, the sabr today is gone. They want to just live like the Western woman, and talaq after talaq is falling. Today they don't know what is the sabr and what they're going to get there. Few days, chandin khune tamanna se khuda mil jaye hai. Not only jannat you're going to get, you'll get Allah with just a few days of this little sacrifice. May Allah Ta'ala make it a reality, let us understand. And not only that we hear or talk, but that it comes into us, that we make our Islam. For us then are only gardens in this world. Look at the Sahaba, what Allah had granted them. In this world, when they passed away, what they had got. Sahaba says, first over Rabbil Kaaba, I've become successful. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, barring a Sahaba, turns his head suddenly. Sahaba asks why? Allah sent his hoor for him in Jannah. And I felt it unfair, I must look at his hoor. From what enjoyment a person will get. Those who got enjoyment of tilawat, of Quran Sharif, of namaz, Allah will give you no sawab in qabr. But you can make your tilawat. And those who get enjoyment of tilawat, of zikr, Allah, naam lete hi nasha sa cha gaya. Zikr mein taathir, door, jam hai. What is that? May Allah give us tawfiq and understand. So for that, inshallah, Ramzan is not very far off. Make preparations, try and spend Ramzans in the khanqa. And what whoever we got ta'alluq, our affiliation, become bayat to such a shaykh also. And really bayat is not the important thing. Islah is important. Make our islah. And then when we feel comfortable, there is more benefit in bayat also. Become bayat also. And whoever has got ijazat, and I'm also giving ijazat to those who haven't got ijazat, that make majlis. This is the most important. If you can't make in the masjid, make in your house. If your family don't want to sit, you yourself, one day in a week, so half an hour, 1 hour, read 2-3 kitabs and that, some ash'ar, make zikr. Wallah, the benefit of it is immense. If the ulama, just those, or our silsila, in any other silsila, all have majlis, the Islam of the Ummah will take place. Hey, if we all just make majlis, invite our people around, come, we are having some majlis, and read the kitabs of our buzurgs. Not even you have to say anything from your own side. And just have this majlis and see what benefit there will be. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, inshallah.